So rather than give you Cuban coffee, I thought we'd have a case presented of adjuvant situation with EGFR positive disease to kind of get you going here a little bit. So Corey, can you present your 61-year-old man and we'll talk a little bit about adjuvant therapy.
Sure. So this is a 61-year-old gentleman, history of mild COPD, presented with a cough, 40-pack-year smoker, had a fine needle aspirate of a left upper lobe lesion, which was adenocarcinoma. Clinically, he was staged as a T2A N0M0. He had a CT and PET, which were otherwise negative. It just lit up at the primary site, no nodes. I did mention in my scenario, but he did have a pre-op EBUS. We could argue whether it should be EBUS or mediastinoscopy. That was negative. He ultimately underwent a left upper lobectomy and sleeve resection in August of 2014. Surge path, 3.6 centimeter poorly differentiated adenosquamous carcinoma, T2A N1M0. He did have peribronchial nodal involvement. The final path really was predominantly adenocarcinoma. Baseline creat 1.9, EGFR mutant positive, exon 19.
Dave, what would you be thinking outside of a trial setting?
Gosh, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, the answer I'm supposed to give is that erlotinib or gefitinib or afatinib has not been shown to be of definitive value in this setting, and that this patient should get cisplatin, vinorelbine in the adjuvant setting. The problem is, I don't know how long it's going to take for us to get proof that that's the right strategy for this patient.
Is cisplatin vinorelbine what you usually use in the adjuvant?
Absolutely not. I don't use that. So in a patient like this, actually, I use PEM, carbapem.
Creat is 1.9.
Oh, sorry. I missed that point.
Yeah.
So then what would you use?
Probably a taxane.
Just in general, before we get more in, we'll talk a little bit about the RADIANT trial, but as long as we brought this up, what about selection of chemo in general, a patient with normal renal function, the adjuvant setting, you know, younger patient, Dave?
I may be old-fashioned, but I still use cisvinorelbine outside of a trial generally.
Mark?
I use cisvin. I use the slightly modified, the BR10, 16 weeks.
Corey?
PEMCIS, if they have decent renal function. We only have sort of randomized phase 2 trial, but directly compared vinorelbine cis to PEMCIS, the TREAT trial, and at least showed that drug delivery was better, fewer side effects, better quality of life. Of course, we don't have long-term survival, but I can't believe it's going to be worse than vinorelbine cisplatin. I could be proven wrong, but I doubt that would be the case. Vinorelbine cisplatin is a tough combination to give, even with the modified schedule that was used in the ECOG adjuvant trial with 75 per meter squared of cisplat every 3 weeks and 25 or 30 per meter squared days 1 and 8 of vinorelbine. Giving it weekly without interruption is virtually impossible.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Any thoughts about the TREAT trial that, you know, compared, you know, vinorelbine to pemetrexed in terms of, it looked like a lot fewer patients got through the cisvinorelbine.
That's my justification for using PEMCIS.
Jeff, what's your usual adjuvant chemotherapy?
Our center uses cispem for adeno and cisdocetaxel for non-adeno.
And?
Same thing as Dana-Farber.